some of the key concerns we have are that agricultural policy and strategy is being designed without thinking through the impacts of climate change. So we're trying to make sure that you've got a properly integrated approach between the Malabo Declaration, which African governments have signed up to, which is all about improving agricultural productivity, and thinking how that can be best supported by the climate change agreement that was signed in Paris last year.
How can African governments incorporate into the declaration?
Essentially, that's looking at sort of three big things, I guess. One is thinking about how science can best work with local farmers on building higher productivity, more sustainable, more resilient crop production systems. The second thing is how you can encourage governments to identify ways of tapping into the Green Climate Fund that has been set up following the Paris Agreement, that can be used to deliver on investment on the ground in many different parts of Africa in ways that provide for the infrastructure and the investment in particularly improving irrigation possibilities so that the increasingly variable rainfall has less of a damaging impact on the agricultural sector. And the third thing really is around making sure that markets work in favor of supporting a strong and profitable agricultural sector.
Do you see African governments working with local farmers in terms of providing them with the necessary tools that they need to be able to make their crops climate proof?
Some of that's happening. So the Ethiopian government, for instance, is doing very well in terms of both recognizing the value that local farmers bring, but also supporting a really effective system of agricultural extension and knowledge workers who can work at that very local level. Because it's all very well investing in research and technology at the national level, but actually very often the big problems are about translating that knowledge and understanding down to farm level in a way that makes sense for people operating on the ground.
The report points out that the mean temperatures across Africa are expected to rise faster than at the global average, and it could reach as high as 3 degrees Celsius to 6 degrees Celsius. So what does that really mean for Africa's farmers?
It means really quite major changes in terms of the kinds of crops that you can grow, but also the amount of rainfall that's likely to come. So some areas are going to get drier and drier, and it's going to be impossible to maintain the kinds of cropping systems that they've had so far. Hence the importance of investing in forms of irrigation that will allow crops to continue to be grown in areas that would otherwise be too dry. A lot of that temperature increase is already in the system, so it's unavoidable. Certainly in parts of North Africa and Southern Africa, people are already having to think about how they plan for a 4-degree increase, probably in the next 15 or 20 years. That's dramatic in terms of the changes to the farming system.
Do you think the African Union will incorporate this climate smart agriculture into the Malabo Declaration at a higher level?
The thing that will really make a difference is for decision makers to see the benefits of taking that approach. What we've tried to do in the panel report is to identify more than a dozen examples of very clear lessons stemming from better practice in the field, whether it's around new varieties of bean, whether it's around the planting of nitrogen-fixing trees. You've got a number of really practical examples there, which we hope would inspire decision makers to recognize that they're not starting from zero. There's a lot that can be learned from experience within Africa.